What game that you get on? Is it card or reef? What kind of class do you play, girl? Welcome to Talk Nerdy to Me. My name is Patrick.
I'm Troy.
Hi! Wait, I think we did it different this way.
We did.
I started out first, because I wanted to be first on things.
He jumped the gun.
I did. I got so excited about talking about other things, but that we're now we're talking about new things. But yeah, so what are we going to be talking about? Oh, streaming stuff. All the cool things that are...
Current TV shows.
TV shows. What's good, what's bad. I guess we'll start out with... You've been watching the new Sabrina?
Chilling Adventures of Sabrina.
I heard nothing but good things. I heard it's scary as hell, though.
It is. If you watch the old one, the funny one, the laugh track.
It's the same exact thing, right? Melissa Joan Hart's going to be in it.
No laugh track on this one.
No talking cat that
there is a talking cat.
Cracks jokes and all that stuff.
There's a talking cat, but he's pretty freaking scary.
I saw a commercial and I was like, you know what? I think I'm gonna wait until I get him to watch
it. They delve into Satanism. Her dark baptism.
Well, first of all, it is witchcraft, okay? Witches are some scary stuff, man.
It's like the evil version of Hogwarts, that witch's school. Good, it's such a good show. I love the way they explain the familiars, how she got her familiar. He wasn't always a cat. It's just so... If you like dark horror type stuff...
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I laughed yet once, but it's such a good show. You got the high priest, the dark high priest, and you got to pay attention because it's like you're used to people saying all these religious things, and he's like just saying the opposite of them. You know, like they have, you know, instead of reverent, it's irreverent.
Which is funny because I've seen a lot of Netflix shows coming out being very scary. The House on Haunted Hill, I think.
I've heard good stuff about that. I haven't seen it yet.
There's even a like scary cooking show.
That one girl who makes all
the weird stuff. And I was sitting here like, man, this is this like the tide turning? Netflix is saying, yeah, I mean, Netflix is pretty much a place to go where you throw something against the wall and see what sticks.
You got an idea, we'll make it.
Yeah, we'll make it. Yeah, it doesn't matter how dumb it is. It's gonna be made. It's gonna have high production value, and you are gonna watch it.
We'll give you 8 episodes.
Exactly. It's like there's no like rhyme or reason to why we're giving you 8 episodes. Is that we need content, and they're shoving billions of dollars in content because especially now with the new Disney streaming services and stuff like that,
they gotta compete,
they gotta do their own things.
Original content because
Disney's gonna be pulling all their content. Everybody is kind of doing they want to do their own streaming services. You said DC is gonna be making their
DC
own.
Does have it already. Yeah.
Does already have it, so they're gonna, you know, I can't imagine that they're gonna put any of their shows on Netflix if they're gonna,
when those licenses run out with Netflix. They're reverting over.
Yeah, so a lot of original content coming to Netflix and stuff like that. Some original content leaving Netflix. I did hear Luke Cage canceled.
Iron Fist
canceled. You said that you were surprised that Jessica Jones hasn't been canceled
yet. I'm expecting her to get the axe next. Daredevil, I think they're gonna let it run till the end of the license because that's their anchor, man.
One of the three people that are in here, he says that's one of his favorite shows. I'm one of my favorites still, Punisher. Which branched out of Daredevil. But the thing I like about what Netflix is doing is they're not holding back on, on like the ratings, because they don't really have to have a rating system. They said, hey, if you're under 17, you might want to skip this one or something like that, because like Punisher is
a lot of violence,
a lot of gory violence, and you know, and they're not holding back on it. And that's what I heard on Daredevil, is that it's not like, it ain't your Ben Affleck Daredevil. So it's supposed to be really good. So.
Yeah, you don't want to be in a hallway with Matt Murdock, because there's always a fight in a hallway.
Yeah, they said who would win, a guy in a hallway or Matt Murdock in a hallway or the Juggernaut or something like that.
And there's Matt Murdock in a hallway.
Because you know, I guess it's the echo sounds and stuff like that. Oops.
Yeah.
So yeah, he's really good at doing what non-blind people too with fighting.
He whoops a lot of butt in the hallways.
Yeah. So yeah, that's you know, a lot of things coming up. Man, I guess what I'm just binging on Monk right now, but it's just like I'm looking
old
for
Monk.
Old Monk. It's just, it's weird because I want to see because I have Prime, so it's on Prime. But you know, Man in the High Castle, a new season dropped. There's a lot of. It's like one of those things, like, when do you have the time to watch all this? Another thing that's releasing to Netflix this month is the last season of House of Cards. So
I heard some weird stuff about
it. Yeah, well, I heard
pacing is all off.
It's, you know, but, you know, they have to close out. They just can't cancel it. But, yeah, so a lot of things coming on, a lot of things going off. There's like, so many new shows, so many old shows going out there. I know Hulu is doing their own stuff. I know they just renewed Handmaid's Tale for season 3.
Amazon has a lot of original content.
Everybody's getting their own original content, which is cool, but I mean, I'm only one guy and I only have like 24 hours in a day. Good Lord. Walking Dead, you're finishing up Walking Dead, so they just got renewed for another 2 years?
Yeah, I think a lot of the characters are actually leaving though.
Yeah, so... You know, I mean, I think Walking Dead's been on a decline for the last couple of years, but...
But it's still a juggernaut. It still pulls 8 million viewers.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody, Walking Dead's dying. Dude, 8 million viewers dying. No, that's from their height.
It's on a downhill trajectory, but I know that they renewed it for another 2 or 3 years or something like that, so I heard that... I was not a big fan of Fear of the Walking Dead, and now, Fear of the Walking Dead is almost on par with the original, so...
Yeah, it's getting there.
So, yeah. A lot of things coming to streaming, a lot of things leaving streaming. You know, you got to find the time. Write down below,
what are you guys watching right now? What should we be watching?
Yeah, what are we? I'm going to have to watch Sabrina because he's telling me.
I definitely recommend Chilling Adventures of Sabrina. It's great.
Yeah, and then the cookie, the...
And Charmed. The new Charmed is not bad.
What? You know what? Where is it? Is that on Netflix?
I don't think it's on Netflix, but it's good.
Yeah.
I don't remember where it's at, but watch it.
Cool. All right, guys, my name is Patrick with Talk Nerdy to Me.
I'm Troy with Talk Nerdy to Me. Subscribe to this YouTube channel.
Hit that subscribe bell icon so you know when we're going to release new videos.
Yep. And my auditory-only friends, catch us on any podcast platform.
Bye-bye.
Later, nerds.
Bye, guys. What game that you get on? Is it card or Eve? What kind of class do you play, girl? In an all-